Welcome to the Diva Shop Podcast. Hello everyone, this is your host Gloria Losich. It's episode 26 of the Diva Shop Podcast. On Friday, February the 26th of 2010. Wow, it's been a while, hasn't it? I don't really get to do this as often as I would like. Actually, I've been debating if I should completely shut down this podcast, but then I thought, you know what? It's not like it's, you know, doing anybody harm to keep it up, so I was thinking maybe I should just leave it and just post to it when I can. I don't know. What do you guys think? I would be happy to get your input. You can contact me at podcast@divashopblog.com, or you can contact me at, you can send me a voice comment at snapline.com/divashop and just click the leave a voice comment link near the top of the page. I'd really like to hear your input, not just about this, but, you know, about the podcast in general. Just like to hear what you guys have to say, any comments or questions, etc. I have two blogs for you on the Diva Roll today. This is going to be a pretty short episode, actually. I really don't have much to share this time. Just a couple blogs on the Diva Roll, and then some news, some things that have changed since my last episode. Just, you know, to let you all know about it. Yeah, I guess that's it. So let's go ahead and get into the Diva Roll. Okay, the two blogs I want to share with you today are Makeup by LaurenP.com and PolishSwatches.com. The first one, Makeup by Lauren P. She's a freelance makeup artist. Sorry for my sputtering. She's a freelance makeup artist and beauty blogger. And she loves the arts. She loves theater. She loves acting and stage makeup. And because of this, upon graduating from high school, she was the only senior to receive a scholarship award for community service in theater. And so she's very much into doing stage makeup as well as regular beauty makeup. And there, she's got all kinds of looks on her site that you can check out. I believe she also has a YouTube channel. Yes, here we go, video library. Yes, so all kinds of tutorials and looks that you can check out, and that's Makeup by LaurenP.com. The other blog, PolishSwatches.com, it's pretty self-explanatory, all about nail color. The tagline says, a nail polish blog dedicated to nail care articles, nail art tutorials, polish reviews, and tons of swatches. The top post on here is about China Glaze's In the Limelight polish, which is a gorgeous bright green color, and includes a funny story about her 2-year-old getting into her polish and winds up splatting it everywhere, which is kind of funny. Frustrating, I'm sure, but kind of funny. Anyway, that one's at polishswatches.com. So the first one is Makeup by Lauren L. AurenP.com, and the second one is PolishSwatches.com. So feel free to check those out. I think you'll like them. Okay, just some quick news for you all. My blog now has its own domain. You can get to it at www.divashopblog.com. If you enter divashop.blogspot.com, you you'll still get to it. It'll redirect to my domain. And it'll continue to do that because I got my domain through Blogger. So either one will work, but divashotblog.com is my new URL. And the new email address for this podcast, which I just mentioned a few minutes ago, maybe a couple minutes ago, is podcast@divashotblog.com. So if you want to send in your comments to me and etc., you can send them in there. And as I mentioned before, you can also send me voice comments now. You can go to Snapvine, that's snapvine.com/divashop. And then just click the leave a voice comment link near the top of the page. And I think, from what I can tell, you don't need to have an account with Snapvine in order to leave a message. So shouldn't be any problems. You shouldn't have to sign up for any accounts or anything. You can just leave me a message. Audio comments would be great because then instead of reading your comments, I can input your own voice into the podcast, which will be really cool. But of course, if you don't want your voice to be in the podcast, that's fine too. You can just send me an email. That's pretty much it for news. No, wait. I also have a Facebook page. The short URL for that is fbook.me/divashop, and that'll take you to the Facebook page. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's twitter.com/divashop. And I don't know if I've mentioned this before. I have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/divashop. So feel free to check those out. I think that's it. This has been a pretty short episode. Hopefully I can get a longer one in next time. I really wish I could post to this more often. It seems like life tends to get in the way, unfortunately. But hopefully I can do this more often. I'm hoping. So if you guys have any comments, questions, you know, feel free to send me an email or leave me a voice comment. I'd be happy to hear from you. So I guess that's it. Thanks for listening. Bye.